Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face and we get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
lean in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to pluckin'. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones that brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones to rest records longer than average cats rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all are showing some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Y'all done heard of things like the Comedy Manifesto, this and that. This is for the streets. This is the Ghetto Manifesto. So let this be heard. Pull your partner, grab your girl, leave nothing behind. But this is a universal call through geographical lines. Stones, D's, Crips and Bloods, bangers and ballers, hustlers and thugs. From the ghettos, the barrios, the strips and sets, from the packed prisons and back to the projects. From the crews and Compton to the hoods in Harlem, once politicized, what's your stopping? Throughout the north and the south, the east and the west, cats in the colleges, and don't forget the roughnecks. Let the soldiers in Seattle stand and shout to the Mississippi movers way down south, to the cores of the caves and the souls in the hole, to the dedicated diehards held on death row. From the OGs to the peewees, from the beginners to the vets, this is the call to the wild, so let this be heard. From the city dwellers and back to the burbs, brothers in Boston and sisters in D.C., to the mean Magnolias in New Orleans, to the captains in Colorado, to the fighters in Folsom, to the brothers in Brittany battling across the ocean, from Angola to Atlanta, potential warrior tribes, and this shit so intense it transcends those lines. Sleeping giants who can't afford to rest, descending the slaves who shouldn't forget. Be down in Detroit in the guts of Gary, get wise to the guys, your adversaries. Now I'm still with you, soldiers standing strong in the field, through the hard times, the lockdowns, the rest of the deal. Send a signal to the Supermax that we send them our love, from Sanyika and Pelican Bay to back to towns of Gov. From the boot camps, the juvies and the women in jail, I feel your pain, I know it's hard when you're living in hell. From the veins of Virginia and alleyways, to the riders in Richmond, redirect that rage. Legends of Lucasville, let me know if you're listening. Let them know in Rikers Island about this type of resistance. Own up, all bullshit aside, gotta get it together for the stakes are high. As a matter of fact, word to the warriors of Wichita, wave the clinch fence. From San Antonio to Sacramento, let them feel this shit. From the boogie down Bronx to the forces in Philly, to the cats in Cleveland, to the Windy City. Libertad to my essays in East L.A. Bring the sounds of the Browns and the spirit of Chase. Let the spirit of the Panthers once again be redeemed. Bring the Ueys and the Huds once again to the scene. They say we're facing extinction, but I refuse to lose them. Yeah, you should tell it to the hoods and the hearts of Houston. But those who miss this message, wake them up and let them know. It's past time they realize no more gangs in the ghetto.
But that's alright, because we said even before this happened, and we we're going to say it after this, not that I'm locked up, not that everybody's locked up, that you can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution.
Right.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make every game glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more that's black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie fans, better take some back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free them all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking to camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead us alone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed cash. Because I'm black. And we got in the glow, from the seeds to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Bird, I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to screw me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it. Known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of different reasons that I'm too young and that I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
And if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dad to struggle and you dad to win. Dad not to struggle and you don't deserve them.
Come on, live and direct, Brother Chairman.
Like loaded.
Live and direct, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Testing, 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 testing. Okay. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. I pledge these my African people. I pledge to develop my mind and my body to the greatest extent possible. I will learn all that I can and do my best to my people, and I struggle for liberation through revolution. I will keep myself physically fit, building a strong body free from drugs. We like to know that, y'all. That's great to make history, take history, and take history, y'all. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know who this is and how we do this. It's Chairman Frey, have the dream, coming to you live and direct. Weekly program of Black Panther Party Cubs. Weekly program hosted by yours truly, Chairman Frey, have the dream, Robin Allen, a.k.a. The Lady of Rage. Y'all can. Take a pause for the calls to get locked and loaded in the spirit. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. I'm going to get straight to it. I got a couple of PSAs. That's People's Service Announcement. Comrade, let me know if I can be heard on the stream, y'all, also. And regretfully, I don't know, we don't have that much time on the stream, y'all, on the YouTube Live on this one, but we're going to be on YouTube Live here at Intellectual Radio. The technical difficulties I was going through the other day, still rumbling with it. Got to get another chord. One thing is another, though, but we ain't going to credit blues. Ain't no music playing. So I'm going to lose y'all in a minute because this one, but still YouTube Live, Intellectual Radio. We on Instagram, the official chairman, Fred Happen Jr. We on Facebook, Show Body in the Building, Free Them All. Got a lot to talk about. The updates to go in, y'all feel free to call in, 929-477-3785, then press 1 to be heard. 929-477-3785, then press 1 to be heard. Ooh, y'all know Wednesdays be always crazy. It got to a point that the Central Committee was going to have me just mandated to sit down and come outside on Wednesdays. You know, historically, I said, man, you know, August, you can tell August 30th, December the 4th, you know, so the counter surgery get real intensified. I want to thank my brother today, man. I'm going to try to get this ritual. Ray Starks in the building. I'm coming. Hey, I got this idea, man. In fact, I was at the cigar joint earlier. I got this idea. I'm going to cap the bag. Man, I'm going to come down and chop it up with you, man. I'm going to make it happen, man. Matter of fact, let me know the best that you recommend. We're going to put together a tour. At the barbershop tour, man, I'll be hitting all the cigar lounges, you know, so going to film and chop it up conversation, probably do some, watch a movie, Judas and Black Messiah, or something like that, but chop it up, you know what I'm saying, the chairman cigars and conversation, you know what I'm saying, now, y'all turn the TV on that tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, they say, some studio that hijacked it, you know, man, Ray Starks, let me know, hey, man, I'm going to come sit down with you, man. I'll be drained after these shows, but, man, let me know on Thursday and Friday. I'll come sit down there with you, man. We're going to make it happen, brother. Man, you're doing good things out there, man. Shout you out, man. You know what I'm saying? Put that address where you at so people know we had to come sit down with you, man. Or sit down with us. We're going to make a day happen ASAP. So y'all might lose me on this, on Chairman Fred Jr. page because the battery ain't charged, you dig? But, just come back from Oakland, California, the other motherland, birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Y'all see, hey, man, be a struggle to the Comrade Dabney, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to make this trip happen, you know, man. Hey, we touched down. It's on and popping. Norman Richard checking in from Canada. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. So I had to get my cup because, you know, I don't like doing no commercials for these jokers, man. But I need this cup to wake up. Be moving and grooving. 1125 East 93rd Street. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all heads and I'm coming through there. But that's our brother. I'm going to shout out our brother, man, Ray Starks. Y'all be seeing him on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? They go through that. Man, politics are even cigars, man. Man, we had a man, real man. I'm going to tell you this my list before the show, my Wednesday ritual. You know, like, man, stress relief. I remember me and Big Kip, Spurs and Jay Winters, because we sit down and chopped it up, you know. And I think I first started hitting cigars, I remember, in El Salvador, matter of fact. And I was like, I had this whole thing about, you know, man, I got to go to Cuba. You know what I'm saying? Because the politics of cigars, you know, I got to go to Cuba, get the cigar. And different political climate in Cuba also. I didn't make it, but I was in El Salvador. And this elderly lady, man, she's about late 80s, early 90s. Man, we went up in the backwoods with her, and she had this little bench, and she sat down, she rolled the cigars up, hand-rolled them up, as you know, so I really, you know, but even as a youngster, I remember I would, you know, hit a cigar here and there, but there was, and one time I was somewhere, Pam Africa comes, oh, you know, I'm smoking those cigars, I said, I know, they ain't the best, I say, give me this, Mr. Conversation, Pam Africa, I need a little bit to ease some of that stress off me right there, you know what I'm saying, and, today, had a, you know, man, good little breather, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this before the show. I'm just going to lock down, cut the phone off. Man, get the mind right, you know what I'm saying? And brother, feel free, you're going to jump in and throw some, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know what I'm saying? This is one of these quote-unquote war stories. If you want to sit down, it's on you, bro. You want to sit down there with me. I don't have this type of stop the camera. So, for tomorrow, Red in the building, young brother Red, Yvonne, my sister, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. For tomorrow, no doubt about it. Red again, no doubt, man. Love, respect, oh, no doubt, all y'all. Anthony Williams, hey, I see you, my brother, right on. Love, respect, man. Free them all. Y'all know the call. Y'all know the call. Real talk. Right this, boy in the camera thing, yeah. Yeah. David Puss, he be coming to Wilder, Virginia. Okay, let's, look, let me say this, too. I'm self-critical. A lot of people have been trying to reach us to make some appointments. To get, I had not been checking them DMs. I've been going through a lot of different POs, so we're trying to get more structure. It's coming. And let me say this. I didn't say don't charge it to the heart. It's a struggle. Our time is coming. Like, the climate, like I'm talking about during the Trump era, he's on the heels of reactionary assessment, you know. Even the people, how people view the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's a climate, but it's necessary that people can relate to different dynamics. Like I use this analogy. Like, say, you know, say some cats was, you know, one for me with, you know what I'm saying, with the dean, Islam. And somebody told my dad, you know what I'm saying, you know, marriage and how it would be taken out of context. The people, you know, the climate wasn't conducive to understand it. So many people think they know what the revolutionary organization is, and, you know what I'm saying, what revolution means. And it's, you go through different stages in the game, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people can't distinguish reactionaries from revolution, you know what I'm saying. And it's and certain experiences have to happen. You know, it's a lot of cats wish they want you to give them a quick fix. You know what I'm saying? Well, just tell me right now, champ. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, they like talking to me because they want some clip notes. Ain't no clip notes in club class. You dig? But do struggle. You know what I'm saying? You get to grasp certain things. You dig? We going through some hell of a struggles. And go hide some contradictions. You know what I'm saying? So again, we in the building, y'all. So y'all can't. Y'all feel free to call in with us. When we say club in with us, 929-477-3785. The other day, last Wednesday morning, I was, you know, breaking bread. Mike Africa, the Move organization, was in town. And he had to leave out that night. Now, y'all know last Wednesday was historic. It was April 7th. Historic for a number of reasons. Actually, the day after the quote-unquote anniversary, the assassination of Lil Bobby Hutton, who was assassinated April 6th, 1968. By the federal government via the Oakland Police Department 2 days after Dr. King was assassinated. Ain't even no quick soundbite either, though. But no slick soundbite. You know, the political significance of these terms we use. You dig? There's a politics of this Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? And so we back to the case at hand. So I'm breaking bread. Lo and behold, my brother say, man, he say, Hampton, you see Fred Hampton, you know what I'm saying? And he reminded me, he said, he never met me, but knew my voice. Dude, my brother, who I love dearly, man, who a lot of us love dearly, y'all have seen a couple of events, you know what I'm saying, Shaka, you know what I'm saying, back in, and he's, his nephew, you know, one of my guys, man, we come up with, you know what I'm saying, my little rad, little bunky, man. Sarah in the building, free them all. Cassandra Grill, let me get this up, let me say something too real quick while it's on my mind and my heart. Y'all forgive me, I'm kind of switching lane. We same direction, though. Don't trip. So we pull over for a pit stop. I'm be like, oh, man, I thought you was talking about this. Bear with me. I better get a club with me. Everything political. Everything political. So don't forget what I was saying about this April last week. And now my brother heard my voice. As you know, we eating breakfast together today. And following up, he come to the meeting that last Wednesday hearing. And y'all ate. That hearing was off the hook. I don't know if y'all heard about it. We're going to talk about that. Come to PSAs also. And I have an addiction. I'm going to like, I said, oh, you see with the coffee. No, that's mine. I'll shake this. I tell you, man, I'll shake that. That's, man, give me 3 days or anything. I can shake it. Except this here, the struggle, our people. So even I'm struggling myself now to be, I can't make every event and be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I love this, y'all the inside business. My central committee is on my heels. Chairman, you finna get you a breather, you know what I'm saying? Cause, and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like the different dynamics that goes along with struggle, I can't relate to. I posted 2 weeks ago, I'm trying to wash some clothes. The simple thing, washing clothes. And the pigs that vamped down on us, you dig? But, I'm honored, and it's a feeling, you know, serving the people, you know, and DMX has said, I'm paraphrasing, DMX has said that people say when you do something for people, it's a selfless act. And DMX was saying, I don't really think so. He says, what you mean? He say, it's a feeling that you get of doing that. And then, you know, but I'm gonna add to that. Because it's not just doing something good for people. It's a difference between 20 million niggas and 20 million niggas out with the politics. With the revolution, see, a lot of times the climate is not conducive for us to serve the people. Again, the climate is not conducive for us to serve the people. This is more than just good, you know what I'm saying? There's a science, a strategy to it, and it's armed with a politics that the thing was like, no, this is not the chairman president of the breakfast program. It's not charity. It's a politic to this, you know what I'm saying? Getting people involved in fighting for self-determination. Not people say, well, we all doing the same thing. I gave away some free food. Did this here. That's like you telling some contestants in the deans, Muslims, that you just didn't eat today. That's the same thing as Ramadan. No, it's a certain dynamic to that. There's a certain layout to that, you know what I'm saying, a certain significance to that. I remember this all in high school, right, and fasting during Ramadan. And not only, you know what I'm saying, you can refrain from not just eating, but refrain, like, you know what I'm saying, getting into it, like antagonistic situation, refrain from, you know what I'm saying, relationships with you know what I'm saying, with your lady or vice versa, sister with a man. And all these different dynamics. And I remember we in high school, and this one brother, his other brother, he fasted also. And we trying to bait each other. We really wanted, we into it, but we respecting the structure of Ramadan. And you can defend yourself, but we trying to bait the other one. To pull the first stunt to get into it. And I remember, you know, saying, be like, man, they couldn't even really understand that. I remember, fast forward, I'm in Centralia. We call it Clantralia. And a young brother, he could understand. I come on a unit. He said, man, why you do your jogging around the yard? Why you don't do this? He said, you the only pastor down here. Why you guys still do that? He had no frame of reference of a discipline plan. You know what I'm saying? Of a commitment. You know what I'm saying? Keep my hand closed doors, what you will do, what you won't do. You know what I'm saying? That structure, that and have something to believe in. Malcolm X said, you know what I'm saying, said, man, I'm going to paraphrase, the man or woman who stands for nothing to fall for anything. Got something to believe in, you dig? So with that being said, I'm going to lose y'all on stream, y'all, on this one. So the battery about to die on me, but the energy ain't about to die. So stay around with us. We on YouTube, okay, on Intellectual Radio on YouTube, and still on Instagram and Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Doctor in the building. Right on. That was Sean, free them all. Hey, Flint, I see you. Happy belated birthday, my brother. Real talk. Happy belated birthday. Yes, indeed. Got in late yesterday. So get this PSA. Let's say PSAs. These are people service announcements. People service announcements. I stopped. They had a balloon release for Harold Davis. Oh, by 18th, the reason on 18th Street, Harold Davis, had the radio show amongst many things. I can't tell you the support, you know what I'm saying, when how many times we done called on him, you know, he done came through. They were pretty much in the building, Gabriel Parcell in the building, coming around C-Line, Real Talk in the building, free them all. This was the, lack of better terms, anniversary, you know what I'm saying, of his death, and, y'all Google our past episodes, Butt Naked Truth Radio, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Y'all see me pull in late, but I don't care what time it was, Chairman, you know what I'm saying, man, hit the mic, lay out what you got to lay out. So we got there late, you know, we didn't get to make the balloon release, but we did able to get there, you know, brought some water, some libations, you did, for Harold Davis. Ironically, also, Cassandra Greer, y'all just on battlefield for quite long, man. Consistently, you dig. We still ain't came down from our trip with the Oakland, California. This was the second year. Sometimes it's hard to keep up these the leaps and bounds. And when you say 2 years, it's hard to the relation you're dealing with people like, especially in struggle. You know, Lennon of the Russian Revolution said that it takes people 20 years to learn ordinary times. They learn in 2 years of revolutionary times. You start, you know what I'm saying, the conversations and the moves and how you get to know each other. You know yourself through struggle, you know what I'm saying, through adversity. A lot of times people say, oh, it's my, you know, a lot of this generation now, they say, I got 5,000 friends. They don't know these people from a can of paint. These are people that, you know what I'm saying, you know, some of the people that, you know, when I mention these names, you know what I'm saying, Dr. LaShawn, Cassandra Greer, and you know, this is, back to the point at hand, Nicholas Lee, that, you know, see, I remember this. Hard talking about this because it's eerie talking about it, the coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? Like, even now, I think sometimes we just kind of like, you know, like, how easy we forget, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, stuff you take for granted, move around a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, flashback to just, you know, if you can, the first discussion about this coronavirus, and a lot of us wouldn't even relate to the term. You know, the whole stage we went to, like, I kept couldn't even grasp. Oh, ain't nobody just dying. You know what I'm saying? Then add to that, you held captive. You know, so add to that in the infamous Cook County Jail, a place that's been mass murdering motherfuckers before. Discussion about the, you know what I'm saying, this the pandemic, the coronavirus. We, you know what I'm saying? When we hear, you know, so man, the people dying, is it a hoax? What's going on? You know, so just think back. Think back when you were just even first discussion. And think back, you know what I'm saying? When stores, basic stuff, toiletries, food you can't get, you know what I'm saying? You running, like, what's going to happen? You know, it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, different discussions about mandates. If you're going to wear masks, if not, travel, the world going to end. All this, you know what I'm saying? And it's, like, looking back in retrospect, you know what I'm saying? And add to that our situation already. You know what I'm saying? It take a lot to get our attention about some death. Because that's not a new subject to us. You know what I'm saying? It took a long time for us really to grasp it. You know what I'm talking about? We, in our community, you know, man, 55 people shot in Chicago. And sad to say, like, we become immune to it. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a longer period of time to even get our ear about something. You know, the moment, like, come up to us, man, you know, some people die. Like, you got some breaking news? Then Cook County Jail, the largest county jail in the country, California, largest prison population, Cook County Jail, largest county jail in the country. Then we hear, even the ruling class media say this is the hotbed. Cook County Jail is the hotbed. Go back and Google it. Go back in time period and type in. And I said, that's why history is so important. That's why, not in the abstract way, because people talk, like, I put a post up yesterday about the sex farms. Did they had all sex farms. Type in 15 strange things about sex farms. These are the sex farms, you know what I'm saying, that the plantation owners, they would have, you know, and talk about the forced breeding, you know what I'm saying, of children with their parents, all these different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, sex farms. A lot of cats are like, probably hear like, shit, where it's at? How'd it get there? The whole dynamic of taking one stir, one buck, one, you know what I'm saying, one of the, and 14, listen, he had to produce, and one, the sisters who couldn't, who didn't produce babies, how they were treated more harsher than the ones who produced, how they were promised different, the women were promised to the witches. They say, you can get your freedom. If you would, you know, say you have 3 or 4 babies, you know, and they're coming in, and the mortality rate being so low with us, I'm telling you, man, you coming in, life expectancy ain't nowhere. So they hit us 13 years old. Then, it's about 20 years old, you got to have about 4 or 5 children. You know what I'm saying? And all these different, this is in this country. This not that long ago. So put this in context. So the coronavirus. You know, a lot of cats can be, you know what I'm saying? I frame a reference, I'm talking about, history of chemical biological warfare. Tuskegee, crack cocaine, all that, you know what I'm saying? So, you held captive. You're in Cook County Jail. You know what I'm saying? And Nicholas Lee, he telling, blow by blow, you know what I'm saying? Laying out to his lady, to his wife, he said, man, down. Which I was, we hear the description, people like literally in the county jail, close to your tomorrow. No, man, dying. I'm saying, quote unquote, dying. Because the deal is, we put in the correct political context. State taking you out, and you go through all. all the procedures. You're telling me sanitize and clean it. You not get none of this. Then you're fortunate have some outside contact. He's telling her what's going on, blow by blow. She telling the administration, look, this was happening. You know what I'm saying? On news, they tell you, well, the sentence may include this. She's like, duh, I'm trying to tell you. That's what's going on. The pack you in cells, all this type of stuff, man. It's going on in Cook County Jail, man. Under tenure, Sheriff Tom Dot. You know what I'm saying? Which I hear several, some years ago, 60 Minutes said, referred to Cook County Jail, the largest mental health facility in the country. Basically saying, you know what I'm saying, it ain't clear. It ain't about no war on crime, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the mental illness is one of the dynamics they exploit, you know what I'm saying? They take us captive in these modern-day concentration camps. Cut to fast forward. Man, took him out, Nicholas Lee. You know, so this is document. I say document in third person because it's still stuff we find out by Manila's laying out on the bellies of the Atlantic Ocean. You know what I'm saying? So when they give us these different numbers, y'all make sure y'all be, you know what I'm saying, say, okay, police killed so many people this weekend or this year. Those numbers may be very clear. You know what I'm saying? You gotta add something to that, a lot to it. We touched down with her. She on the ground, not letting up one bit. And not only the case for Nicholas Lee, I'm talking about, man, going down to Logan with, you know what I'm saying, the women the held captive in. Time was going down to other concentration camps throughout the country. And that's the deal is to take this energy, you know what I'm saying? See, the people's pain reflects. The people's pain reflects. It hurts. It's embarrassing being oppressed. You know what I'm saying? And that momentum to tie it in, not subjectively to say, okay, to tie this in. And so, again, this month, yesterday, I'm going to use this term, lack of better term, but the quote-unquote anniversary. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's Field Marshal George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, has said, we fight for the unborn, the living, the dead. We're fighting for the unborn and living and dead. Some people take a position like, okay, what you tripping on? That you can't bring this person back, you know. Did this here. A lot of times people learn through reactionary assessments. You know, like I gave about the sex farm. You start looking at the nature of how this system gets down. We can start to move proactively. We can recognize, see it coming. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing new under the sun, man. You know, see, I mean, go back and look at Holmesburg Prison in Philadelphia. So go to this book called Acres of Skins. You know what I'm saying? You say, damn, how they was doing this to prisoners? You know what I'm saying? And you're like, what year was this? Man, this is the 70s in Philadelphia. You go back and look at the Tuskegee experiments. You go look back at the Stateville. You know what I'm saying? Go look on the pages. Sandra Greer, Dr. Chana, you know, posted. It's caravans right now. They gotta take water. I'm not talking about no luxuries. I'm talking about water, basic water. This is, you know what I'm saying? Put this in context. There's discussion. You know what I'm saying? People talk how much resource, how many millions of dollars is gonna be acknowledged to go to Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? You on the block, ain't nothing for the house of you, as you say, and you seeing reason, you say, oh, you got loot, matter of fact, somebody owe you some loot, you know, they owe you loot, your back, that's how the system got built up for, every time you raise a discussion, some reparations, stop being lazy with us. The country's in financial crisis. Then, hold on, I'll get right back. I'll get right back to you 1 second. What you doing? I'm going to bread out Ukraine. Where the resources come from? You know what I'm saying? You have to put this in context, man. In every dynamic, every arena, black people are treated as Rodney Dangerfields of all races. For those younger people, you know what I'm saying? Rodney Dangerfield is a comedian who was known for saying the thing about, I don't get no respect. You know what I'm saying? So we got to put this in context, man. Real talk. Remember these cases and these names we throw out there. And I'm saying, we fight for, Field Marshal George Jackson said, we're fighting for the unborn, the living, and the dead. Real talk. Feel free to jump in, brother. I'm talking about this hearing, too. Remember those names. Remember those dates, too, y'all. So this is April 12th. Correct? April 12th. So...
Today the 13th.
No, yesterday was the quote-unquote anniversary of Nicholas Lee and Harold Davis. So this whole, yeah, man, so certain days, let it click in. Like, the birds don't have no big meetings. Like, hey, man, it's time to go south. Something to click in. You know what I'm saying? Like, in our family, you know, people on Easter Sunday coming up, remember these dates. Remember these death dates. Remember these live dates. You know what I'm saying? It's second nature to us. You know what I'm saying? This is in Grand Rapids. Okay, Peter killed a young guy, young boy that last Monday. Ty, give us his name. You know what I'm saying? See, you know how we do, cuz. Hey, start, check with the family so we can time in. Let's get on this here. You know, podcast this thing to my 50 pockets. I'm going to go get them all throughout the country. You know, this here. Tying all these cases and contradictions in, because I tell you, like, okay, man, there's something going on broke in Atlanta. What do you mean? They taking the children. Let's fuck them in Atlanta. Once we start making these connections, you start saying, well, it might be a different name here, and what's going on, it's all over. You know what I'm saying? We got to reorganize, y'all.
Not only that, a lot of the women coming up missing as well.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Yeah.
You know, like the girl from the post office, I got a chance to meet her father.
Even on the show?
Yeah. Good brother, too.
You know, on the show?
It's been almost for 3 years.
Yeah, joke, yep.
And she's still not here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of that goes under wraps, but that's media control. They choose to talk about what they want to talk about. And when it comes to us, they shine a light on the wrong things, but the right things when it can be monetized. So,
and
deep in the rap. Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. And you know what I'm saying, Kiara, oh, man, up for a flight right there in Hampton House. We've been on, hit the like, right on the Field Marshal. Let them know they hit the like button and support, subscribe to and all that, real talk. Coles, Kara Coles.
Yeah, Joe,
we've been on the show several times. We've been out there on the ground, search out for and everything. we'll discuss some of what we'll talk about. You know what I'm saying? The drug issue, the human trafficking. You know, sad to say, we got PhDs in this shit. You know, whatever we catch, want to talk about. I guess so. My mother's, I know, to come out on the podcast right on one loss or something or not. And this is Alicia Gill. She's on here last week, 2 weeks, no, 3 weeks ago. And you saying, what happened, sis? It's your Gill. They just only talking about Menard in particular, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Menard, mothers, one of the lost ones, also a few brothers. Got Menard trying to start a move, Jim. Tell them to come on in, call in, you know what I'm saying? Because the individuals, we go so far, we got to be organized, no doubt about it, sis. So let them know, feel free to call in, and we say, Cub being with us, y'all. This is the people's thing, 929-477-3785, and press 1 to be heard. You get, you know what I'm saying? We just give me a heads up to the comrade. Got a caller coming. Q, let me know. Also, April 19th, come to things. April 19th, we at 125 South 5th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, the Village Hall, 6:00 p.m. They both had the village vote about the status of the Hampton House becoming historical landmark. You know what I'm saying? This is an ongoing fight. The last hearing, people came out who weren't even expected to come out. You know what I'm saying? Mama, what's all? I don't know if she's going to be herself, forget her name. She's there. It'll come to you 1 minute.
Spoke some powerful words.
Yeah. Real talk. Unbeknownst to her, she's talking about the history, you know. But you know, your father did this and that, you know. And it's like I tell people that, you know, we say the Black Panther Party suffered a military defeat. Ideologically, they won. Proof, case in point. You can tell the people who demoralized. Those are the terms we use. We don't say dopamine, or strawberry, or hype. Demoralized. See, our terms are important. You know what I'm saying? I said, brother, sister, man, who is it? They demoralized. Or, you know what I'm saying? Sister got locked up. He got kidnapped. Man, Sharon got a bond, $5,000 on her ransom. See our terms. See, you know what I'm saying? Words and terms are important. You know what I'm saying? How you relate to it. You know what I'm saying? You can't, man. If you think I'm jiving, ask Whoopi Goldberg. If you think I'm minimizing the importance of words and terms, ask Whoopi Goldberg. Ask Whoopi Goldberg how certain communities don't play by the terms, by even acknowledging what's happening in their community. They got a thing on TikTok where the children is going to the teachers, calling by their first name. You see the teacher holding them, the white teacher, what? Terms are important, man. She was so demoralized, so even with the stuff she was telling me, we was hip to it, but you would see the life coming back up in her. It's her bad. It's therapeutic. When the GDP News said, when a slave overthrows a slave master, an oppressor is gone, a new man is born. It's a cleansing process. Watch when people just even talk. Once you break that fear factor, that's the discussion that comes. It was a climate. We step on our own feet. Watch even when we uprisings, rebellions happen. Go back, even if you want to watch the ruling class media, mainstream media. Go back, look at some of them old uprisings. Go back, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Detroit. Look in the background. Look how them brothers and sisters, how they walk. Look how they interact with each other. It's a, man, you're like, damn. Look at the quote-unquote, what they call black-on-black crime. It's a cleansing process, man. Because it be so toxic when you're holding this shit in. Motherfucker, man. She was talking about the Rainbow Coalition chairman, just the young lord, different dynamic. She said, oh, yeah, you know what? Jeff Ford, when chairman them talked to them and blah, blah. I'll be known as her, young brother, 25 years? Okay, Keita, I think he's 20. I'll make sure I'm, okay, I was in 96. I might get my time, 25 years. Chief Malik's son, man, CP, man, his brother, man, he in the audience. Lost the laptop. Okay, we're going to keep on moving, y'all. We still going to lie. He still, man, he knows, and we trying to, they trying to explain, this is Jeff Ford, this is Jeff Ford's son. And she really couldn't, what's the odds of this, you know what I'm saying? Listen, so he thanked her for mentioning Sprouse's name, and you should see her, she said, man, she couldn't believe the fact that all y'all here together. It was so inspiring to her. It was so inspiring to her. And people been calling and seeing the pictures, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the irony. You know, this is the comrade, Queen Daddy, we laugh. She said, man, that's not only the picture, but look at the, like, you know, politics is like real estate, time and location. What are we here for? Where we at? You know what I'm saying? And as we said, not only the people watching, you know who else watching, but y'all make sure y'all come on out to 19th, man, again. Up for the hearing, man. Y'all feel free to with us a cub in. Right on. Look, man. Look, y'all come on. Call in with us. Cub in with us. Let's make history. Take history. Tape history, man. My man Ron just text me. I be this brother here. He just go out. Just text me a message. I be when he call. I be scared. I be you know who I'm gonna miss on the phone call. See, man, special pop. Let me shout out P. Perry. The man, free them all. Love, respect, man. Legend from the West Side. Bug, who's doing but man from Hornets, man. Birthday just passed, and the Moose, man. Belated birthday to y'all too, man. So, Kyrie, let's go get the callers in queue.
Real mom, brother, yeah. Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you like to come in the queue, please press 1. Free mom.
929-477-3785. Press 1. And Lady Ray, she's in traffic. She's on the phone because who is it? O'Shea. He called. He said to P. Perry, man, yeah, she be on the radio. It's all shake to him. They the radio's gonna be on there. I said she's in traffic. Melissa Crawley, man, hey, man, free them all, sis, love, respect. You know, you know we miss y'all at the Hampton House. Hey, she come through. Hey, on the cleanup duty. She bring the whole family to them. Love, man, love, miss y'all. So, brother, man, feel free, any questions, comments, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we'll get
to it.
I just threw me an impromptu, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know how we do, we shoot from the hill.
Hey, man, let's go for it, man. No,
y'all, you're live, too, y'all. This battery died don't trip. We got back up. We hit it everywhere. We come out, too, we want you 2 10 cans of the string. I appreciate you for that call this morning too, man. He said, man, come on, we're gonna do breakfast and
cigar.
That's, you know what I'm saying, just
politics, man. Talk about history, talk about the teacher, man.
Yeah. I like your I was see this time too. I just noticed that. I noticed this too. I'm gonna hold them right on. I get to take a book out. Okay, right on. Even the ongoing discussion since the Oscars. Now I know the Oscars. Y'all know I want y'all to make sure y'all don't forget the phenomenal, the duo who I'm talking to, who we talking about, Daniel Kaluuya and her. They're not running on the media every day, all day. Daniel Kaluuya, who portrayed Chairman Fred in the movie Judas and Black Messiah. Yeah, same Daniel Kaluuya, like Kessel Trim. I don't think he can play him.
He pulled it off.
Years later, still on the stage at the Oscars, long live Chairman Fred. Her.
Hell, man.
And she tagged team right with him, man. Man, y'all go, man, I love and respect to both of these, man. Not just to them, to the Dream Team. You know what I'm saying? The man, we fortunate. I'm talking about the cast. I'm talking about the ongoing relationship, the producers, man. Charles King, Shaka King, man. Man, Nigel, man, came together. Our nephew Ryan Coogler, you know, D-Lo, man, shout out, you know, ongoing. And I flashed back on out of the stages that we had to get to. And don't look at coffee. I was going to say, with two cups of coffee early in the morning, you know. Yeah, man, but it was an experience. But also, we have the education curriculum that we utilize, just input in the schools, you know, so we utilize that also. We got our follow-up meeting in regards to Africa coming up, too, on the 20th. We getting the skeleton together, y'all. It's coming soon on the 20th. So y'all stay in tune with us on that. My brother.
No, good. You want to talk about the Will Smith and Jada situation and Chris Rock, or you want
to? I'm cool with that. I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to say this. Initially, they cut the YouTube. My YouTube had the phone, laptop had died. We still on YouTube on Intellectual Radio. I'm still on YouTube Intellectual Radio. So y'all go to Intellectual Radio YouTube and also let people know. So on Facebook and also official Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. on Instagram. This discussion. This discussion in regards to I need another call for this laptop. This whole thing with this is ongoing. And I didn't say it shouldn't happen. It's been leaps and bounds in certain conversations in regards to so many dynamics. Okay, like most situations when they go down in our community, it's such a disrespect in regards to us. It's dismissed in a real reactionary way, like we just bad people. That's crap. Same example. We laughing at him, talking about Daniel Kaluuya. We laughing at him. Say, man, he got out, even down his body language out to this day. He played the chairman. You right, his mannerisms and everything. And but at the Oscars, we was tripping. Say, man, I'll be talking. He said, all right, we over here. He on it. Yes. This tell me to come to YouTube. Let people know to come on over here. Come to Instagram, official channel, Fred Hampton Jr., and also Facebook. If that situation, that scenario would have been played at the BET or Source Awards, it would not be an advanced discussion. I mean by advanced discussion. There are terms coming out now. Like people talking about different mental health issues, narcissism. You know what I'm saying? In so many cases with us, it's just dismissed. It. You're bad people. Like even with the drug situation. Even the drug situation, it was. You know what I'm saying? When our people demoralized and do drugs and stuff, you're just bad. You know what I'm saying? With other communities, there's a discussion now about addiction and how
it's epidemic.
It's epidemic, and the police are on with this NORPAC. You know how to say the medical dynamics with it. With our people, I don't care what it is. It's just a blatant dismissal. You know, it's a cold. Lack of response. So even now, in regards to this happening at the Oscars, there is some discussion happening, not just this, people going through now having discussion about, mental health, would impact you. So, and the deal is, we, like in our communities, Franz Fanon, Algerian theoretician, which is reading about the Black Panther Party. Franz Fanon, Black Mask, Wretched on Earth, read this. He breaks down the see, you can't talk about colonialism You know, you talk the sex farms. Well, that's what the dynamic, the impact on your psyche. Fear monster George Jackson said capitalism not only affects economies. See, people say it's about money. You cannot, none, no dynamics of this system without negating the psychic of it. You follow what I'm saying? You call it in, make sure you press one. You call it, make sure you press one.
That's the root of all evil, right?
Yeah, but like you can't, okay, let's go to the drug economy. People just get numbers and say the number, the money to it, but the dynamic, what, how many children grew up? And like, you know what I'm saying? And referencing people's straw, I'll give you a perfect example. There was this family years ago. It's back when that Joker Waldo show was, they have some, you know, popularity to it. And they had this guy, it was in Michigan. They had this guy in jail. He was locked up for beating this woman on the bridge. They had the video of the woman on the bridge being beat. But the woman was being beat on the bridge and other cars was driving past while she was being beat. And the lady's mother was on the show with her granddaughter, the lady's, actually her daughter got beat. But the lady's mother said something phenomenal. She told the guy in prison, she said, to you, that was a strawberry or a hype. That was my daughter and her mother. I said, damn. How many of us is in our community? You know what I'm saying? How we viewed our people, you know what I'm saying? And probably it's important, like when the U.S., to dismiss these different, the impact of it, you know what I'm saying? So like people who have aspiring capitalist lines, all they see is the money. You know, they negate the impact. Like Vietnam, the French, another imperialist power, they had legal dope bins and prostitution houses in Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? And it produced a difference of a Vietnamese. In China, they refer to the opium wars. In China, there was an attempt to turn the Chinese people to a nation of junkies. That's why you had the boxers. You know, the people, they were fighting out to be dope fiends. You know what I'm saying? To be strung out. And what type of people it produces. You know what I'm saying? These, the dynamics, like, you know, at what expense, when you talk about capitalism, at what expense, what's produced, what type of mutated form of individuals that you have, of a community that you have. You know, when they, it's like, you can call it the different organizations. You can call it different organizations and different groups. Today, the coca leaf. In Afghanistan, the coca balls form. It's natural form is one thing. And if they tour the state and keep moving. But with that chemical cut on it, you know what I'm saying, with that capitalist cut on it, it's a different dynamic. It's a different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Free them all. These are seeing the building. Man, free Tyrone Pettis. Free them all. Let us know any updates, too. Your type of man. Let us know any updates. Or call in. You know, you're a fit man. Call in.
Free them all, brother.
The impact. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, free them all to come in.
Free them all. We have callers in queue. We have brother Devin Jackson. Free them all.
Free them all, brother. Free them all. How you doing? How y'all doing today?
I'm well.
I'm all right. My name is Devin Jackson. I actually reached out to you via Instagram probably about a few weeks ago.
Hold on one minute. I'm glad you told me. I mean, I get an update. Good brother, man, brother, like, man, I grew up with, man. Yeah, he's get where he is. Man, just text him the other day too, man.
right. Back down memory lane. All right, D. Floyd. Floyd Pettit. Yeah. I just mentioned his brother, Tyrone Pettit, who locked up. I just mentioned him. His case is here for him. I just got word, his brother, Floyd. My mother, comrade, she know. The Kuma say that was one of the brothers coming to Chevy Freight to her house. And going on memory lane. We just talk about Joe's breakfast. Who gonna treat who to Joe's breakfast? Philly first. Yeah. Memory lane, man. boy, one there, man. Okay, man. Well, me and that cat boy, man. Oh, okay, man. These boy, boy, me and that cat. Yes, indeed. All right, give me a. It's my therapy to work, so I'm gonna keep moving, man. Hey, man, I got to, man, voice, man. I'm just flashbacking, boy. Man. Hey, Joe, man, details, dates and everything like that. What's happening? Yeah, I'm just, man, flashback. Yeah, real talk. But, man, boy, we all, man. It must just happen because Rome just hit me up on my text. He definitely said something he knew. That must just happen, niece. That must just happen. Yeah, he would definitely hit me up, man. Yeah. Real talk. Okay, we gonna tap this in. We gonna tap this struggle in, you know what I'm saying? I need to touch down some details on this hill. Yeah, my man, boy, I'm just, man. Yeah, who gonna treat, man? Just happened. Yeah, I knew that just happened. Yeah, man. All right, Mitch, yeah. You know, definitely keep, man. Definitely keep, man. Yeah. Yeah, we just on the phone, just tripping. Yeah, it's okay. I'm gonna be tapping in. I'm okay. Stay with your call, my brother, and bear with me, your grieving process. You know what I'm saying? Pop up some old war stories. Me and this cat in there. Okay, we with you, though, brother. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm walking two gun, which is the same time. So we're going to address this one. I'm flashback on his brother, man. Floyd Pettit. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Yes, sir. You can call him. We up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called at a bad time. My name is Devin Jackson.
The reality is, it's a bad time all the time. We're going to make sure, Field Marshal George Jackson say ain't no guarantee to Mars for us, man. We're going to get it in, man. And, I'm going to say this, too, in regards to the politics. We did a show before called about so I ain't got the details yet, but the politics of death. The politics of death, man. And I remember I was about, it's ironic you sitting here. It's ironic you sitting here. Man, I'm about 12, 13 years old. Me and Bucky. Walking down, we're going down the street, and foot named Diddy got murdered. And we was like, man, he was 21 years old. We was like, man, he's old. I was like, And at the time, Chicago Defender newspaper was a big thing to put your name in the paper. And I remember telling Bunky, I said, man, I want to be one line in Chicago Defender. I don't want to be that, And in your life,
you distinguish living from existence, you know what I'm saying? And Pac talked about his contradictions. Pac say, I don't make sure my pros outweigh my cons, you know what I'm saying, my contradictions, you know. And Pac say, you know, he lived, you know what I'm saying, you won't go back to that, you know, how you, cause we all see, oh, we all, the Panther Cub, our political lines, the legacy is more important than your life, who you impact, you know what I'm saying? And you want that to be, you know, you want that to be out, you know what I'm saying? And because, again, ain't no guarantee tomorrow's, man. And you want to be able to make some sort of impact in life, man. And a philosophical tool that we relate to is dialectical materialism. In other words, we know things like situations, individuals, and things are constantly being born as well as growing and dying and disintegrating. But you impact other people. If you know what I'm saying? Nobody lives in the bubble. You know what I'm saying? And just even the conversation. I remember one time me and him, we ate so much at this restaurant one time. I was eating gyros. We just went, man, we both at the same time. We started laughing. I said, man, I feel like I'm high. I ate so damn much, man. We ate so much food. Yeah, man. But go ahead,
tie it in
with you, brother, Devin Jackson. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, so I had reached out to you via Instagram probably a few weeks ago. My Instagram handle is DJU312. And here in Chicago, I conduct interviews with upcoming artists, entrepreneurs, and community leaders, sort of like Zach TV. And so, you know, for the past couple weeks, I've been studying your interviews, the Zach TV one, the one you did with Ghetto Boys, and a couple others. And, you know, I'm interested in interviewing you myself. You had told me to call in to the show to set it up, so I wanted to be obedient and do, you know, what I was told.
Where you at, brother? Where you at? Where you based at? In Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Okay, let's try both our audiences in. Could you want to come sit down? Okay, in the studio with me, you know, set your platform up. We do it on one of our Wednesday shows. You good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's set up. Okay, let me see. I'll be checking my Instagram. Like I post. I gotta get somebody to check. Let me say it publicly. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I take it personal. I thank you for calling in too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm gonna say ideally. Let's say for next Wednesday. I don't know what that date is. I'm in town or not. I gotta be in town for next Tuesday. Let's come on in. Let's set up for next Wednesday.
Okay.
Get your number to the. So the comrades on the boards, and we can text you. The studio is that, and excuse me. You come in, you bring your platform. We type over your audiences in. Shout out where you at again, so people can know. Look for on Instagram on Official Chairman Fram Jr. What's your handle again?
It's DJU312.
DJU1312. Okay, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen then, bro. Right on. It ain't no difficult thing. You know what I'm saying? Man, go make this happen then. Let's set up for the next Wednesday, though. Are you on Facebook?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? What'd you say, Chairman?
DJ, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, my real name, Devin Jackson.
I'll be checking the messages on Facebook a little more. How old are you, brother? What's your audience like?
I'm 30 years old. I'll be 31 next month. Born and raised here in Chicago. I'm very in tune with the Black Panther Party history. I'm very in tune with, you know, the leadership of Chairman Fred Hampton. And you know, like I said, for the past couple of weeks, I've really just been studying yourself. You know, I grew up, you know, hearing about, you know, your father a lot, and so, you know, I really wanted to, you know, get to know you a little more, you know, get to know, you know, things from your perspective.
Okay. Well, what about that? That's your kind of question now, but we ain't going to talk about it now. We're going to brag about it later then. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
People interview me, so let me give you the question beforehand. I said, no, I shoot from the hip. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the lines in the movie Judas and Black Messiah with Sister Dominique, who's portraying Deborah Johnson, said something, Daniel Kaluuya portraying Chairman Fred, said, I speak from the heart. I don't write those pictures, though. So let's do that. Yeah, let's set up, let's do it. We on next Wednesday. We're going to go live. We're going in. Let me give you the exact address, location where we're going to be at, too. Inbox, or hit me on Facebook, and I'll make sure we get it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
The exact address
okay.
of the studio. We're going to do some organizational changes now, like, you know, who handles my message, and so on and so forth. Well, you know what? Email we_ No, just do that real quick. Hit me on that, and I'll tell you the exact address right there. Yep, we on this Wednesday, bro. I look forward to it.
I'm looking at your page right now, right, with the Free MR Radio profile picture?
Yes, sir. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'm writing you now.
Give me a message. And if you got a Facebook friend, man, you still give me a message, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually sending it right now while we're on the phone.
Okay, I'm gonna do it first thing I get up. I don't want to touch nothing here. I've been touching it and cut the Facebook thing. So I'm here for show. Yeah, I'm on it, bro. We on it. So I'm texting you the address.
Okay.
And you know what time we roll? 6:30.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chairman.
Thank you, brother. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. That's what it is. Y'all, so this is this one. This Wednesday. Rimal. Any more callers in queue?
Rimal, Brother Chairman. We have our sister Marsha in queue. Rimal.
Rimal, comrade. Welcome to Rimal Radio.
Rimal.
Mom, Mae Jackson is still there. Okay, my fault. Go ahead, sister. My fault.
Okay. My name is Marsha. I'm actually friends with Alicia Gill, and she directed me to your show. My husband, as well as several other friends and families of ours who has children, are in Menard Correctional Center, and they're being harassed, retaliated, and abused down at Menard Correctional Center. My husband did 190 days in segregation out of 240 days. It all initially started over when he was transferred to Menard. They tried to force him to cut his dreadlocks, even though that the Caucasian males are allowed to keep long hair, the beards, and things like that. They were trying to force him to cut his dreadlocks, which a year prior to him being transferred to Menard, IDOC had actually changed that rule. They stopped his visit.
Yep.
They wouldn't allow him to go to legal calls. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't allow him to take showers. They weren't allowing him to go to commissary. Mm-hmm. They were using racial slurs and names at him. My husband, he knows his rights. He stands up for his rights. He did not give into everything that they were coming after him at, which he actually has an active civil suit in the Southern Illinois courts against Menard's Internal Affairs Office at this time. They were moving him from house to house every time that a new inmate would see that he was there and he was allowed to have dreads, because they had been for years forcing people by taking away visits and taking away privileges and things like that, just abusing their powers to force them to cut their hair. Since the civil suit came in, the internal affairs took my husband, threw him under a 30-day investigation. They tried three different tactics to try to keep him into segregation. The first two tactics, the first one, there was a fight in one house, in East House. He's an inmate that was in West House, had nothing to do with it. They tried to say that he placed a call out as a hit on this initiated gang fight, which there was an investigation, found out it was true, wasn't true. There was an argument over the phones. They kept him there. Then they tried to come back and say, oh, well, we found a note. You're asking people for drug money. He explained to them. He gave them his PIN number. He gave them my phone number. You could call this time. This all had something to do with some magazines being sold. They went into his cell. They found the magazines. And then finally they came back and said that there was photos that were sent in that had K2 or synthetic cannabinoidism on actual live photos, not anything other but actual picture that you print off from like Walgreens, which was not true. They held him in SEG for 90 days. They let him out of SEG. And then the courts, the judge in the court system actually seen when he, because he has all the valid proof. I have copies of the grievances. We actually have a website called lostforcause.com. You could actually go in and read his story. You could actually see the supporting evidence there, pictures of him with his dreadlocks to show that you cannot hide any weapons in there. It's not a security risk. The grievance tickets that Internal Affairs wrote themselves and stated that they, the three tactics that they tried to keep him in there in SEG, the photos that they said that tested positive they used is called a Sriracha NARC 2 testing kit. It costs $2 a kit. I actually went and looked up the kit itself. It said that it's a presumptive test. There's numerous articles online that you could find that shows these tests give false positives. The website at that time itself stated that they have a 38% accuracy of providing false positives. There was a lady that was arrested using from this test kit, stating that there was a bag of cotton candy in her car. They're stating that the police stated that this tested for meth. When it finally went to the lab, it came back that it was really cotton candy. So the judge said that the case was getting too complex, and the judge actually gave my husband an attorney to fight against Internal Affairs because Menard actually tried to offer him money. He did not want money. He wanted policies changed. He wants people to be held accountable for their actions, for them to, you know, just place false charges on people, things of that nature. That was the middle of December, and then not even 2 weeks after the judge granted him an attorney, Internal Affairs came back and grabbed him and threw him back in SEG again for another 90 days. Now they're labeling him as an active gang member, as well as a conspiracy to commit a staff assault. So we're just trying to make awareness to people. We're trying to get people to come and help back up. We need Menard Penitentiary really needs to be shut down. There has been inmates there that has been beaten by staff members. Inmates have been beaten to death by the staff members. And especially with Internal Affairs, they don't have to answer to nobody. So they could just keep doing whatever it is. They don't even have to answer to the warden. And they could just keep harassing and retaliating and trying to force our young men to do exactly whatever it is. They're very racist down there. They actually, one of the Internal Affairs actually told my husband, he said, you're sitting here trying to teach teaching these men how to fight us back. And we're going to make a case out of you.
So I'm holding my tongue. It's difficult for me not to interrupt you, sister. While you speaking, I'm biting my tongue. I can literally finish. I never met you. Just for the listener, I never met this sister. This is your first time calling in. Everything you saying, I can finish off I can complete your sentence. Everything you saying about Menard. You know what I'm saying? And that's not even half the description. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there having flashbacks. The tactics, all that, the gang, labeling the gang chief, it's so blatant.
Nothing changed.
I had to check for a calendar. Chairman Fred Hampton was there in 1969. Chairman Fred Hampton, you know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred Hampton was there in 1969. They had a big, and when you said about the policy, we had challenged, man, I'm having flashbacks. I'm trying to, man, Menard, Chester, Illinois. That's what it said, Chester, Illinois.
Yes, sir.
The notorious history with this particular, you can't tell when a prisoner been to Menard. When you mention Menard, the way their face respond, you can tell they've been to Menard. This everything she's saying, you know what I'm saying? This the rated PG version she giving y'all. I'm telling you, it's when they had them prisoners in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, bringing them out, they show the pictures of them naked, stacked on top of each other. And mind you, the guards gave those pictures. That's how cocky they was. The guards gave them. They asked prisoners, why you didn't talk about this, man? Nobody believed us, and it was such an embarrassing. Man, what's going on in Menard? Listen, man. Like a little Mississippi in the 60s and so on. Like she said, no accountability. Lisha Gill, before we had some fellas on Menard, and you can't be redundant enough about what's going on down there. Okay, Chairman Fred was there. He was sent to Stateville initially. At the time, the prison administration would call you by your number. He refused to answer to the number. His only response, I'm Deputy Chairman Fred, I'm the Illinois Chapter Chairman of the Black Panther Party. They deemed him to be some sort of criminally mentally insane for refusing to answer to the number. Sitting out to Menard. I met the guys that was in 1969. I was there in 1999. They were supposed to put a hit on you for the warden. They was going to do it. When they got in the yard, Chairman Fred politicized them cats to the point. Now, I say politicized. A lot of people think, like, did he give the green juice and the history of African people and all. Get this here. People learn in different ways. And I told him, with Chairman Fred on that, I'm going to say this real quick, too. I got a meeting coming up in a minute with somebody about the discussion about, you know, putting it in text by Chairman Fred. I did a Zoom panel a few weeks ago, and an intellectual was talking. And bless their heart, they can never articulate the sentiments. You cannot, now people talk about the prison situation that's going on down there. This ain't just no reading and writing, not to my man, the close casket calls I went through down there until 8. My letters was like wheels. I knew I wasn't coming up out of there alive. We want to make sure we put some light on this case, all them cases. Before this election would ever come up, you know, the governor, all these camps. I'm just reiterating some stuff she pointed out. Chairman Fred was there in 1969. When he got down there, them guys told the warden, man, we on Chairman Fred's security. If they have him, we hold you accountable for. They got him up out of August 13, 1969, on the P.O. bond. In fact, the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, that's the prison that they depict in the movie. See, I'm saying, when me and Brian discussed earlier, I said, listen, I'm going to say, man, the movie should be this. Hey, Hollywood ain't even a breastfeed no more. Let's be clear on that. It's so much stuff that's in that movie. It's so many Panther coke pills in that movie, you blow your mind. Well, it's so many people. That's Menard prison in the movie. That's Menard. But there's so much dynamics that we put up in there. This place, so notorious. When I get the word, they gonna send me down there. I had this flashy, damn, you know what I'm saying? All through my life, I went through these little situations. I'm thinking like, damn, it's similar to like, you know, man, y'all grew up in the city with the son of the mayor that was in place when Chairman was assassinated. His son, Daley Jr., was the mayor when they legally lynched me. I had some, when I was arrested by all different police agencies, I get on bond. I'm going through old Panther newspapers. Lord, you know, I come across a guy named Joseph P. Gruberzek. That's the one who got all the teams to arrest me. He was involved in surveillance and assassinating Chairman Fred. So I had this whole thing about Menard. I said, damn, that's what Chairman was in 1969. I get the Menard in 1999. The first thing I look for is the gun tower. How many guards in the gun tower? Probably two up there. I look up there, man, there's eight of them up there. Something named, pig named Torville, about 4 feet eight. Now, I'll never forget this criminal, Torville. This pig was so notorious. His off days was Tuesday. Monday was like a Friday to us. You would come through there, man, we cooking up noodles. And people like, it was a whole different, that's for this chum to be gone for one day. And these guards would be up there, I'm talking about, no, like she said, no protocol. They come in, shirts unbuttoned, no fake professionalism, you know what I'm saying? They there for weeks on, and they ain't went home. They're there. When you come into Menard, when they bring you to Menard, they bring us down, and the bus goes down, and they call it the pit. So you going down in the pit. Then they tell you to look up. At that time, John Wayne Gacy was still around. John Wayne Gacy. Mm-hmm. So they telling you to look up on the hill with this white dude who Jimmy Carter and them, his wife, Roger Carter, got the payments from this dude. This dude, this rapist, Google his name for those who know familiar with John Wayne Gacy. Up on his house, had the countless of people that, you know, bear up on his house. John Wayne Gacy, it's bigger than everything. So now you go, they take a pit, and they tell you, look up at the hill, that's what John Wayne Gacy said. When he was locked up, they was bringing more victims. He had one white boy in the visiting room who, you know, writing them different, romanticizing over and stuff. So some dude comes visit Gacy. Man, he in a room with him, locked up. He said, man, I get out. I do what I want to do wrong. That's why he locked up. See, white power goes through all type of arenas. Jeffrey Dahmer, the police took one, the Asian boy took him back to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
I
mean, he drilled him on top of the head. Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Gacy, the pit, you down in the pit. They would have the guys in Menard trying to get the cows to fall up the hill just so you can eat some actual real meat. That's so messed up, man. They would the Northsiders. Northsiders is like the equivalent to the Aryan Brotherhood.
Okay.
Northsiders would come in on the picnics on motorcycles. They'd leave actual guns for these white boys, man.
That was
officers. They ain't cut no corners. It wasn't no fun. She telling you. Ain't no secret. The racist. If they got it now, I don't know if they got it. They just did no cross racing with sales, like on different races. You know what I'm saying? Two times they had done in history. Me and his other brother named Ed. I'm getting his name. He was at him a lot too. They got me and Chairman Fred pitching every gun tower right now, Menard. Right now, they give you 6 months added to your sentence. They try to have me took out so many times, Menard, man. They sent me to the I'm using this term loosely, shower. I described it before, it's a room with these poles up in there, water dripping from the top. They take me down there, you stand in the water, the film, this great film down there, and you can't even see your feet, you know what I'm saying? The standing water.
Dirty, man.
Super dirty. Birds flying in this joint. Take me to the joint, take me down there. There's one light bulb in there. Shackle the gate up. Under there is about, I'm going to say, 15, 16 Northsiders, and this other white boy, Robin, he's one cool white dude. He was Latin King, so he tell him. So I'm in the shower, so the white boy is like, man, hold on, this is too good to be true. How is this dude just in there, with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm using the term loose to shout. I'm in the thing singing Biggie Smalls songs. If I go, somebody else got to go. I know I'm out of number, but hey, take somebody with me, you know what I'm saying? So it's quiet. So I said, listen, man, y'all trying to figure out how this happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I said, did this here, man. Reality is, just more of y'all got the other. But I ain't going by myself, so we're going to do that. I say, next question, you're going to ask yourself, what you going to do when you get back to population, too? I got to break this down to them, how they using them to do their business. Man, them guys come back and get me about an hour and a half later, right? They take the chains off, and so Robert would tell us, yeah, man, it's a champion.
Man, they take them shackles off. The lieutenant, they looking down at the water, blood red water. Man, look up, man. We come out of the thing, telling the guy, I say, man, send me some coffee down the cell, seven, such and such, you know. I said, excuse me, what time we got? This politics here, man, it transcends race, gender, now listen, man, okay, man, I told the war, you know, you send me to Alaska, you give me a good state code, we're organized Eskimos. But, man, this thing was not a serious business, y'all. It's all these kinds of serious. This plantation here, man, hey, I don't think Menard administration got worried about the Emancipation Proclamation. I mean, real talk. I don't think they even, it was a black lieutenant they were talking about bringing in. Man, them guys, man, them white folks, they said, man, we ain't standing for it, man. You'll be so shocked. That, you know what I'm saying? They came and got me on, I'll never forget it. December 29th, 1999. I'll never forget it.
That's funny, because y'all graduated high school.
What? Remember the Y2K was going to happen. They finna shoot me out. So the guys are moving. I said, man, I don't give a fuck what they send me about this motherfucker, man. And it, man, so look, give me these names. We need to, man. How long is your husband down in Menard, sister? Marsha?
He was actually at Stateville at first, and he had an issue going on with Stateville where he had a civil suit against them, and the harassment with Internal Affairs was at Stateville. And Stateville was trying to transfer him to Menard in August of 2019, which he was found out about it. He tried to fight against it. And then all of a sudden, he had been on an active mail hold at Stateville since 2017. And all of a sudden, in December of 2019, there was this package that supposedly came into him. How this package made it, when you're on an active mail hold, everything goes through Internal Affairs. You don't even get it, no matter what the mail is, legal
man,
mail, anything.
Come on.
So,
man, come on with it.
So there was a package that came in the mail, made it through Internal Affairs directly to his cell. When he came in, there was a manila envelope. The guard was trying to hand him a manila envelope that had a bulge in it that had his attorney's name on there, but his attorney's name was spelt wrong. It had a whole lot of stamps that was on the envelope.
The envelope did not have no postmarks
on it. Nothing from the post office. When my husband seen the bulge, he told them, he said, I'm not taking it. He refused to take it. The guard opened it in front of my husband, pulled out a half ounce of marijuana and cigarettes wrapped up into plastic. They threw him into segregation. There was an investigator that came out. They said that they knew it was a setup. They asked him who set it up. He told them that it had to be Internal Affairs that set him up. That was December 2019, and the 1st of January of 2020, he was sent directly down to Menard, and the harassment continued down there at Menard. The harassment at Stateville started because there was a female officer who overheard my husband tell another inmate, hey, don't trust her. She writes false tickets on people. This officer, she was yelling at him. She was pushing on him. Now, if he would have hit her back, then it would have been an issue. But with her harassment and everything, he actually won a civil lawsuit against Stateville from her, and she was dating somebody that was Internal Affairs, and that's when the harassment. So the harassment actually started with Internal Affairs from 2014. So from 2014 to date, he's been harassed by Internal Affairs. And once he made it down to Menard, which I actually have the proof on a grievance that Menard, that my husband wrote at Menard, where Menard basically confessed to what Stateville Internal Affairs told them, but Stateville basically contacted down there to Menard and told him he's on his way down there and basically to continue the harassment. And it's been going on since 2014.
Y'all keep hearing this reference to Internal Affairs.
Yeah.
This is the police. They pose a surveillance to watch everything go on. You know, the police and then it's here. Man, I'm having everything. Man, y'all ain't hit what she said. That mail trick, they notorious for that. They would come by, listen, they would come by to bring the mail. They would come by bring the mail and give you the mail and come back. What, man, that's cool. I'm going to tell you something. Man,
They will then come back and they will come back and do a shakedown and write you a ticket what they just gave you. You know what I'm saying? And they will, as you just said, they will put one time in Stateville, Anthony Sparkman, Tony Smooth, and locked up 18, 19 years. Man, me and we locked up together. Y'all remember the battles of the dust that he had on the Sundays? Me and my son was going to, he be talking about the smoky rides and the milk. I was like, no, temptation. We got, man, I come back. They send me to Supermax. They bring me back years later. They say he just quote unquote died. I give his family, write a letter, say, man, we checking into this, right? My business, I was on visit restriction. I couldn't get no business. I was challenging that too, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to escape risk. So I said, how does it escape risk, you know what I'm saying? And I write the grievance on it. I come to the counselor saying, I'm quoting their family issues. I mean, they mission statement. You know, we trying to, you know, rehabilitate, get you okay. I quote this and say, well, I can't visit my family. So the counselor can handle it. So the sister Warren finally come up there. I can't remember his name, saved my life. He come up there. So he on the front of the gallery. I said, submit the grievance. I said, you said I can't see my family. I thought, you know, prison administration is here. I'm not. He said, man, see, this week, we had any contradiction. Hey, Hampton, we trying to destroy you and your family. I said, what did you just say? And I'm clear. They're on the gallery. What? I said, yeah, and that's white man that told you that his mouth was the purpose. He said, but this ain't purpose. So, I love my train of thought, these damn war stories, man, and shit. I was on this, what was I had on first? Yeah, but Madonna, what is that about this damn, shit. Flashback on all these motherfuckers, man, these motherfuckers. Hell yeah, man. Damn, that's my train of thought while I was going this year. On Stateville, attack the letters. I'm writing my man, the Sparkman's family, about what's going on with him. They come get me now. I can't get visits. They come get me till I get a visit. I said, a visit? Yes, attorney visit. Heads up. I'm walking. They take me to the side. See, turn fast when they see you. They dip you up, you know what I'm saying? So you disappear. So they dip me up. I get there. All my mail I thought was going out for the last 4 or 5 months is sitting on the table.
They've been watching you for the
long. Oh, they want to do the dough. All the man I thought was going out and coming in is right there. So the guard, he said, what do you mean it's suspicious about his death? I said, you tell me. You're a man. Then took me back. See me back then. Oh, can I go to, they shoot me out. What did they shoot me to out of there? Out to Stateville. Hey, man, people got me moving around so much, man. I ain't know where I was there sometimes. I think I went to the Supermax right after that, though, man. But that mail tactic, man, they'll come, they'll bring you something. You know what I'm saying? One time they brought me some mail. This is why I was struggling one time, because we had a situation where somebody was trying to tell us about a newspaper. We organized a newspaper from the camps. What about the Cubs? We did a paper from the side, everybody in the camp, from inside the camps, so, man, we can call it communicate. And communicate. So the finished product finally come, right? They give it to me in the mail, man, they tell me to come back around. I knew they was on. They had a stool pigeon in the cell with me. They come back, they looking for it, they just say it was gone. They shake the cell down there, where is that? Because they get you, I'm having flat, everything she's saying, man, real talk. Hey, see if we can bring, I think we got another mother on from Manon, too, to bring how are we looking, to come around on them lines? Can we bring another, Lisa Gill just said, some other mothers on here, too.
Let me ask you something before we go forward.
Mm-hmm.
How can you bring more attention to it, and what direction you think we should go, where, you know, you talk to, like, you think something to talk over my air about, or something that you can talk to many women who husbands or sons are going through this, or daughters are going through this right now, down at Menard, because what this sounds like is repeated history, or history that's already been going on for the longest, just never got no light down.
Man, we got to heighten the consciousness.
And you been here, been a guy that's experienced.
We've been heightened, we got to be consistent with this here, you know, this got to be common conversation. This ain't no February Black History Month conversation. You know what I'm saying? We said black people on the verge of becoming history. This, in Nazi Germany, they catch your children and they don't know about getting in the gas chamber, they charge you with child abuse. They charge you with child abuse.
Wow, never knew that.
This shit about keeping sweet on the world, ain't no way in hell nobody child wasn't what's going on with Nod. All this, I don't want to talk about this here.
Street cats.
This supposed to be
sex.
And try to romanticize. You know what I'm saying? The deal is, man, we have to heighten the contradiction. It's embarrassing being oppressed. Quote me on that. It's embarrassing being oppressed. But when we say concentration camps and plantation, there ain't just no slick shit. We got to call it for what it is, man. Imagine if the news came on tomorrow and say, listen, man, we just got word down at the AKC kennels, the dogs are being held captive. You know, they're not getting no showers. You know what I'm saying? They locking them up for a certain period of time. Man, Peter, churches, politicians, the fraternities, what?
AKA,
you know what I'm saying? Come on, what? Real talk. If she took the change the narrative and said what her husband going through, and she said, man, I just got word, two golden retrievers, be like, what? Man, man. They have humane society. People talk, okay, like, we have the African anti-terrorism deal. If you apply the humane society rules to us in them camps, it'll be a leap up, man. This has to be common conversation. You know what I'm saying? Go to people in Nazi Germany and say, man, wait till March to talk about this. What?
Talk about that now.
Every day, they want to entertain us, get there, say they want to talk about it. Man, listen, man. This has every discussion has to be tied in. You know what I'm saying? We can code the culture. All you need to know, I blast and show you with my calico. No, talk about what's going on in these conditions.
And hey, I'm sorry that your husband going through this. I know you'll shine light on it with the chairman.
Look at this shit. All her video. See, ain't no video business being canceled. See, that's all gone. Ain't no justification by no security. Like, but let me tell you about Menard. About the dreadlocks. Man, I remember flashbacks. I had a policy. See, we had policies and rules. Black Panther Party Clubs put in place. We put a policy called Blood in My Mouth. I put the policy. Because it was so difficult for cats to pick their moves. They would do certain shit to you. You know what I'm saying? The guy named Ray, Big Ray. I was just in the 90s. His grandmother stayed not too far from him. It was outside Chicago. And the word was his grandmother, she was up in age. You know what I'm saying? She's coming close. She's up in age. She coming to visit him. Well, 10-hour drive, at least.
Man, you talking about
the state. Man, he going to visit his grandmother. Man, he get up there, man. They tell him, man, chop your dreadlocks up if you're going to visit, man. He was so mad. He was so hurt, man. I remember this, man, like it's yesterday, man. And they would do certain stuff. They would pull certain stuff. The Internal Affairs dude name was White. That's the name they give in Menard. I remember this like
yesterday.
What
county
is Menard in? Chester, Illinois County.
Is it close to Cairo, Illinois?
No, Cairo going the other way. It's about 4 hours from Cairo. Go ahead, so you about to say what county it was?
It's in Randolph County.
Can you bring another call in too? What's name of county? What county is it? Kane?
Randolph County.
Randolph County. I don't know why I forget that. We went to court down there. Show did. Randolph. Show did. Went to court down there.
How close? That's to Cairo County.
No, Cairo. Cairo, Illinois is that's north.
Menard is about
an
hour from St. Louis.
Right from St. Louis. Yep. I'll say St. Louis. Yeah, Randolph. Randolph County. I don't know how I forgot that. Many times we've been up in there. Menard, Illinois, P.O. Box 900, Chester, Illinois. Something like, man, like that.
P.O. Box 1000 now.
Say it again?
It's P.O. Box 1000 now.
P.O. Box 1000, okay. Man, you get me going down to flashbacks. Let me know, okay, what, Sister Comrade, is another call on there too? I want to see if we're going to put like a general call. You know what I'm saying?
Put him out, Brother Chairman. There aren't any other callers in queue.
Hey, Brother Kitty, it came to the thing, the hearing of the day, and people going crazy about it. Brother, tap in. Like he's in T-Rod, salute. Okay, yes, indeed. Let the community know, send our greetings and love. Bless the comrade.
Then we have Sister Rachel is on the line from Grand Rapids. Free him off.
Okay, right on. Free him off, cuz.
Free him on. How you doing, Chairman?
Man, keeping our head up on this end, man. We just was talking about you the other day. I forgot what the discussion came up. Oh, something happened in Grand Rapids. Hold on. You know what? That might have been it, but go ahead about this case you're talking about. I said, let me check base with Cubs, see what's going on. But talk to me. What's the update? Talk to me.
Well, first of all, our new police chief is from Chicago. Talking about he dealt with gangs and guns.
Oh,
past,
shit.
Worked for 20 years.
Oh.
He tried to rig
the
grand,
okay.
He tried to fix a vote down there. He wanted to pay the district attorney.
You break it up, family. Go ahead, cause say it again.
So the guy, our new police chief, he's from Chicago. And
what's his name?
He tried to fix, I don't know his name, but he's been all over the TV and stuff. But what happened was they did a traffic stop last Monday at 8:00 a.m. here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The dude gets out of his car. The police hurry up and jump out the car. He was already pulled over, though. The dude was already outside his car. So
Hold on one second. This kid didn't kill us up at 8:30. One second. Make sure y'all, okay, Marsha Hayton, go to her Facebook page, y'all. Make the profile. Look at the profile picture. You can see his dreads are searchable. Make sure y'all, we're going to hit up, see how we can support. I think that's, I can't see her and her husband. Add me as a Facebook friend too, and we gonna try this in with the other cases too though, and hit up for a Facebook friend too, y'all. Marsha Hatton, I hope I'm saying your name correctly, sister. And but go ahead, cuz give me this, and y'all, if they cut us up on 8:30, we gonna follow up. You know what I'm saying? We talking about Menard, we talking about Grand Rapids, we talking about so much, y'all. But go ahead, cuz.
So Monday. Last Monday, this guy, this African 22-year-old brother, outside the car. You see the police from day one release. They just released the video today at 3:00. The NAACP brought them. Come on, we want to.
This one got killed in Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah, he got killed. The police shot him in the back of his head 3 times.
Shot him back his head 3 times. Grand Rapids, Michigan, y'all.
I'm going to have to send you the video.
Because you're going in and out. I don't know if it's on this end or your end. You're going in and out.
This one, they got everything rigged up here right now. You can even call out earlier. I can't even watch you live because for some reason my Facebook won't even load. So it's just, you know how the pigs is. But they shot and killed that boy. Shot him 3 times in the head, in the back of the head. His arms was under his body.
3 times in the back of the head in Grand Rapids, y'all. Y'all, we check that out, y'all. We gonna see what's right now. We can put some exposure on that too, man. Don't think because
they won't release the name.
Coronavirus, quarantine, leave them over to no break on us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They kill us everywhere.
They won't release the name of the officer. They said we got a right to due process, but the guy name was Patrick Layola, and they was from Africa. They was from the Congo. He said he fled here. His daddy fled here thinking he was going to have a shot at freedom, and his son get murdered by the police. So it's just a whole bunch of Eric Winstrom. That's his name.
That's the police that killed him, the shot him?
Chicago, our new police chief.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. Okay. Yeah.
He came from Chicago.
We'll check into that.
He said he was there 20 years.
Okay, I'm going to check into that. But also contact the family of them. See if we can get a contact with them so we can get them online with us next week also.
The dad been doing interviews with a translator and everything. The dad said, show them the video that I seen where you murdered my son.
Yeah.
y'all only showing, y'all only letting people hear one gunshot. But y'all shot him three times. Y'all murdered him.
Three times.
So they down there protesting downtown now. They got the barricades and the fences up and everything. But, man, listen, we tired here.
Move for me. How much, man, keep me posted, because see, like Bill Boy said when they saw the people all over the world, they come to America looking for the, you know what I'm saying? But the reality is how they treat us all over, you know what I'm saying? Man, where we come from, even the policies with the immigration, you know what I'm saying? It's so much going, one of the reporters even asked this whole dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Because reality, see, it's really busting this cartel contradiction that's going on that people, that you never hear the news talk about. You know what I'm saying? He said right. Like the cell phone, and I'm people say, well, man, no, this is a, you have to put in context. See, even, like, you talk about the difference, this thing called America Made, like, the different, like, the Contras. In Latin America, when Sandinistas fought for independence, the Contras created and backed by the United States, you know what I'm saying? They touch on it a little bit in the snowfall. Look, they touch on it, you know what I'm saying? And it's a climate now where, really, you watch Chicago PD, Power, everybody talking about the cartel, but the news, the news never mentioned this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still, man, I just came through Midway Airport. Man, Mr. Comrade, I think my shoes still stuck on the floor. I'm talking about, it's so blatant what's going on in the city of Chicago, man. Listen, man, can't put a word. But the deal is the brother, they come to Congo look for American dream. Hey, that reality check come down. Hey, man, listen, all over the world, man, they get down on us, man. Straight up, America, man. So definitely contact them. See, we get in contact with them or the family. Give me one second, because I know I'm part of pushing my luck on this here. Is it one more person that can get on? One more mother. She can just set our Facebook out at least. There's another Menard mother on there. Can you bring her on also? Can she get on there?
Grandma, Chairman, there's no one in queue. She'd have to press one to come to queue. I wouldn't know what was her. Grandma.
She had to press one. They had to call it. They had to press one because our boys can't see them. You know what I'm saying? We down to the countdown. So make sure y'all, Marsha, I need you to check back in with us next Wednesday. If anything you want to put out, we need to call you. You know what I'm saying? We need to call directly. You know, so you'll give us award information, or we can Google it ourselves. You'll give us his name. We got to think of one person, one contact. Give us any for 8:30. It's 8:30. Go ahead, so the Marsha. Anything you want to say too before we close out?
I mean, just not with my husband. There's several other men: Isaiah Brady, Michael Minifield, Chaz Trailkill. They are being harassed and abused and everything. Isaiah Brady was beaten by Menard police, and he was coming out of a seizure when they beat him. It's just so much that's going on out of there. His mother couldn't even recognize him when she seen him after they had beat him. And, I mean, if there's some type of way
y'all want to come to the studio with us on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? I got some, Alicia Gill, she got my direct contact. I'm got some old shows I'm going to plug. Y'all want to get on? Let's put this in the, you know, at church when they had the section you can make announcements, you know what I'm saying, about who's going to bake sales, let's tie this in, at the poetry sets, at the barbershop, the pool hall, conversation, everywhere we go. Again, tie this in. Everything political, though. So give us those names of those brothers you just mentioned one more time. If you can, sister, give me any social media handles that you may have that people can get in contact. Go ahead, sister.
Isaiah Brady, Chaz Trailkill, Michael Minifield, Kenyatta Brown. I only do Facebook. I don't do social media, things like that.
Okay.
That you could actually, if somebody scrolls down my page, they could actually see where we've been constantly sharing. There's another mother. Her name is Darlisa Kendall. She's on Facebook. You have Alicia Gill, Ronnie Trailkill. She's also on Facebook as well. And they could just see the posts that we're posting and everything in regards to Menard.
Right on. Cuz, keep him posted on great rabbit session with that father, the brother, you know, get him in contact with us. Can we get him online for next Wednesday? And that brother DJ12, I know I'm saying his handle wrong. He's going to be interviewing me next week. Y'all keep your hands up, eyes on the fist, because again, another episode from my radio. You Floyd, man, to the family, man, Floyd Perez, our condolences. Man. I'm finna touch down with y'all ASAP, man, ASAP. Love, respect, y'all. It's honor to serve the people, man. Keep your heads and eyes on the fist cleanse. Yesterday, again, remember those days, the acknowledgement. Harold Davis and also Nicholas Lee. Let's continue to make history, take history, and tape history, y'all. What's the call? Free them all. Us, the comrade, take us on out.
A long time coming, but I know.